God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son not to condemn it, but to save it. God gives us his loving intention. From the very beginning of creation, God is intent on creating and allowing his creation to share in the goodness of himself, but to share in the essentials that he gives us: life, love, and light. And God shares himself with us, and his intention from the very beginning is that as he shares himself with his creation, his intention never changes. It never changes. God's intent is to love, and to love forever, and to not allow his creation to be separated from him. That is God's intention. That is his will. And it could never change. It will never change. God's intention for you and for me is going to be the same for all eternity. For God so loved the world, he gives us his Son, so that through his Son and by his Son, we continue to remain united to God in love forever. And now, what Christ has given us in his holy cross is the intention that nothing could ever separate us from the love of God. That's his intention. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not sin, not Satan, not death, not destruction, nothing. No one can separate us from God's loving intention. And that is the intention of God, that we will remain united to him in love for all eternity. And that intention can never change. God is not going to say to you, I love you today, but I'm not going to love you tomorrow. How many times do we say, I don't think God loves me anymore? God can't change. His intention will not change. It's not yes today and no tomorrow. God is not like us. He doesn't fall in and out of love so easily. He's made a decision. His intention is to be united to humanity for all eternity. When God says, I do to you and to me, it's an I do for all eternity. I promise to honor you and love you all the days of my life. That's holy matrimony. And God is faithful to that covenant. How about you? And how about me? What is your intention? Is it a good intention? Does it will the good that God wills? Does it honor God's intention to love and love always with all his heart and mind and body, soul and strength? The cross reminds us of how much God loves us. The cross reminds us that God's intention will never change. The cross reminds us how much God loves us, how much God desires us, how much God's will is to be united to us for all eternity. When you and I see the cross, we only see suffering. Remember, God says, you all look at the appearance. I look into the heart. When we look at the cross, Look into the sacred heart of Jesus. His side is wide open for you to gaze inside and look at his heart. His heart says, no one, absolutely no one, will love you more than I do. Than the one who gives up his life freely for the love and the salvation of the world, for the forgiveness of sins, for the healing of heart, for the restoration of innocence, so that by his death, you and I can live in love with God for all eternity. God's intention, his will, can never change. Could never change. And so God is inviting us in the exaltation of the cross to remember that you and I have been ransomed by this death. You and I were slaves of sin. We were subject to condemnation and death. And God's love is so great, he takes on that condemnation. He takes on our sin, our sinfulness. He takes on death because he loves us so much. Death, oh death, where is your sting? God's love has healed all that. We should not be afraid to follow that holy cross. It's not a life of suffering. The cross has come so that you and I will never suffer death, a place where there's no illness, no sadness, no anger, no war. It's love. It's peace. It's healing for all eternity, the way God intended it from the very beginning. Don't be afraid of the cross. Honor it. Thank God for the gift of this holy cross. Because through that cross, you and I get to live for all eternity.